Alaskans likely won't know for another week who has won the race for its U.S. Senate seat, incumbent Republican Ted Stevens, or the challenger, Democratic Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich. But Washington, D.C. is buzzing with speculation about what will happen if Stevens is returned to office. Now that he's a convicted felon, his fellow senators have threatened to expel him from their ranks. From Washington, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Only five sitting senators have ever been convicted of felony crimes, including Senator Stevens. In an Alaska public broadcasting debate last week, Stevens defended himself.
I'm not going to step down. I have not been convicted. I have got a case pending against me.
Although Stevens has not yet been sentenced, he was convicted last month of seven felonies. And in the eyes of those who govern Washington, D.C., he may be a target for expulsion from office. As the dust clears from the election, time will tell how serious the senator's threats were. But just how unusual is the situation?
In general, it's not common to have convicted people in office.
Julian Zelizer is a professor at Princeton University and an expert in congressional history. He says of the Senate's four prior convicted felons, two resigned, one's term expired, and the other died. None stayed in office long enough to get kicked out.
Most senators, when they get into this kind of trouble, at some point will resign, usually under pressure from the party.
The Senate can expel a member with a two-thirds vote, but that's very rare and hasn't been done in 146 years. Most expulsion cases date back to the Civil War and involve Confederates. In recent decades, the Senate was prepared to kick out New Jersey Democrat Harrison Williams in the 1980s for his conviction of conspiracy and bribery in a sting operation. And in the 1990s, the Senate's Ethics Committee recommended expelling Oregon Republican Bob Packwood for sexual misconduct and abuse of power. Both Packwood and Williams chose to resign. But Professor Zelizer notes that's not really Stevens' style.
Behind the scenes, I'm sure there has been a lot of pressure on Stevens. The thing with Stevens is he's pretty tough and he's pretty determined. And his strategy has been to fight the charges. And in the campaign itself, he almost tried to turn the charges into an asset to say, look, they're out to get me. Don't let them do that. And so far, he hasn't buckled under the pressure I'm sure Republicans are putting on him.
Zelizer says in Washington, much is done behind the scenes in backroom bargaining. But if that doesn't work, senators may again begin speaking out about getting rid of Stevens.
That's usually when they move to expel someone, if privately they can't achieve what they want to do. And the person who is the source of the problem is refusing to compromise, that could actually lead them to use this constitutional power, which, again, they usually don't want to do.
Zelizer says if Alaska's voters end up reelecting Stevens, the Senate will have to weigh that very carefully because the voice of the American people counts for a lot.
That said, you know, this is a major problem for the Republican Party. They're kind of a party on the outs right now, and they've been struggling with the issue of corruption for a while now. It's been, I think, one of the key themes that have helped bring them down from power since the Jack Abramoff stories in 2006. So it's a huge liability for a Republican Party trying to rebuild itself to have this senator who's at least now guilty of very serious ethics charges.
In an editorial this week, the New York Times called for Stevens to be kicked out this month during an upcoming lame duck session. The question may be how much momentum that opinion gathers in coming weeks. Zelizer says Stevens faces an uphill battle.
There's not a lot of good feeling for Senator Stevens in the Republican Party right now. So I think the pressure on him will increase.
If Stevens does not prevail in this month's election, the point may be moot. The Senate will likely allow him to retire gracefully and finish up his term. But if Alaska's veteran senator defies the odds and is reelected, what happens next may make history. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.